This is original 102.5 The Bone on Demand Audio.
Praise Articus. Hello, Johnny B. Show.
Hey, Johnny B. How you doing?
Oh, I'm good, man. Did you need to be
How
forgiven?
How you doing, Big Willie K?
Hey, George. Hey, what's up, man?
Mother Trina Jones.
I wanted to call in for Forgive Me Daddy.
Oh, well, go ahead, my son.
Oh, yeah, I forgot this is supposed to be anonymous. I mean, hello, sir.
Hello, person.
Hello, guys. This is anonymous.
Sounds like somebody we know.
This is
Jordan. This is
Jordan. Hello.
This is Mother Car Driving Chuck. Oh!
Making F sounds.
Yes. Oh.
Scaring him.
Yep. Oh.
I would like to make a confession.
Yes, please.
While staying anonymous.
Okay.
I was out in the Bradenton area.
Oh, sorry.
And they have a orange juice factory.
Oh, I know that one.
Now, oh, do you now? So just pretend you're not aware of this area.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Well, they had a bathroom, and I had to make brown.
Oh, you had to drop the kids off at the pool?
Had to make brown.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, this wasn't no ordinary toilet. Oh. I guess they had little kids. They wasn't built for truck drivers when they come there.
Oh.
And so, you know.
You didn't use the urinal, did you?
He just loaded with gas station food.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I usually have a three flusher.
Oh.
But this one.
My God.
I did one flush.
Mm.
And so I'm getting ready for the second flush.
Oh, praise Articus.
But instead of going down, it went up like Superman.
Oh, no.
The only thing I could say is, look out below. And I ran out the bathroom.
Oh, no. They didn't have a plunger in there, huh?
I have no idea. I ran.
I didn't look.
Now, what was the consistency of the bowel movement? Was it runny or was it a solid log?
Great question.
Well, it was like a burrito, and then you put an M80 in it and lay it on fire.
Boy. I don't really know what the consistency of that would
be. It sounds like it was a little bit of everything.
It just broke apart when it hit water.
Mm, boy. Yeah.
Well, it was probably like melted chocolate.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. Yeah. That must have been a hell of a wipe.
Stones.
Mm. How long did it take you to wipe?
Good. 3 minutes.
Oh yeah. Man, I hate those. Those are bad.
That is the worst.
You ever have a three-leveler? Like, it starts off solid, and then all of a sudden it's loose, and then it's just lava, and then you think you're done, and then there's another There's another solid. You go, whoa, there's a solid way in the back of the line after all that?
I don't understand that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
The worst is the consistency of, like, wall putty.
Yeah.
And you just sit there and wipe. Forever.
It's like,
eventually you just go, all right, well, there's going to be a skid mark in here and there's nothing I can do about it.
It's like you have uncooked pancake batter in there.
It's terrible.
The worst. I'm sorry. Back to you, Anonymous. So you'd like to be forgiven for the damage you did to the bathroom in this unnamed orange juice company's bathroom?
Yes.
So sorry. You know what? With all of the digestive problems this company has probably given people with their heavy, heavy carbonated fruit juice. I'm sorry, carbonated? Carb-packed
fruit
juice.
Getting a little
sleepy. I'm so tired.
Yeah.
I think they deserved it.
You know what? Honestly, what is he supposed to do? What is he supposed to do going there? Hey, flooded your toilet.
I know,
sorry about that. What should I do now? Like, are you going to clean it up? Or are they going to give you a mop and a bucket and gloves?
Punch you in the stomach?
You did the right thing, George. I don't think that you have anything to be, you know, upset about. I mean, obviously, you'd prefer if you didn't do it, I'm sure. I'm sure you feel bad about it. And I think that's enough for your penance.
Yeah, you're fine.
You're not supposed to. What can you do?
Well, there was a guy in the stall next to me, and he was kind of trapped in there.
Okay, well, that's information that I didn't know.
So it was like the Titanic sinking. You know what I mean? Not everybody's going to make it out.
You were Billy Zane scrambling for a safety boat over the women and children. What did he say? Was he like, oh, my.
It's like the beaches of Indonesia, Christmas of 2016.
What did he say?
He cussed me out in Spanish, I guess.
Oh, man, that's the best.
Did you go, sorry?
Like,
and leave, or did you say anything?
F you, butter!
I yelled, look out below, and I left.
Lo siento. what's apologize in Espanol?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I wish I knew now. Oh, that's great. Well, you're forgiven, sir. Everything's fine. You have a wonderful weekend.
All right. Thank you so much.
No, thank you.
Praise Lauticus.
Praise Lauticus. He is the greatest. There you go.
Lo siento. That's it.
Yeah.
Lo siento. Bye.
Lo siento.
Lo siento, amigo. Adios.
Muy lo siento. Johnny B. Show, how can we help you?
This is Daryl D. What's happening, guys?
Hey, what up, kid?
All right, I got the worst one ever. This is a Forgive Me Friday. If you're on 19 in Tarpon at that Shell station about 10 years ago, I'm a pool guy, okay? It was happening. There was no stopping it. The worst ever. Uh-huh. Men's room's locked.
Oh, no.
I dart into the women's room.
Oh.
I go in the first stall I see.
Oh.
And it happened. The toilet didn't work.
Oh.
And there was no toilet paper in there.
Oh, no.
So whoever... So I had to somehow keep it all together, wait, and dive into the men's room.
Oh.
You know, I was listening to the door. So whoever had to do that broken toilet with no toilet paper,
oh my God.
I mean, this was beyond bad. And there could have been some sprayage. I feel so horrible. I'm about to cry and laugh at the same time, but it's a true story. So if you were down in Holland or in Tarpon 10 years ago at the 7-Eleven and somebody quit, I'm doing
Hey, man, don't worry about it. They have all kinds of sponges.
They can't just...
You naughty mouth.
Give him the poop mouth.
Oh, God.
Gotta give him the poop mouth.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Speak first like that. Poop. Your poop mouth. Poop out of your mouth.
It kind
of
sounds like he cusses in that clip.
I know, a little bit. I know.
Poop mouth.
Well, thanks, Daryl, you weirdo. You're
I'm
forgiven.
I'm so sorry.
You're forgiven,
that.
Dude. Yeah, 10 all years right. ago. It doesn't even count, dude.
Yeah, you're all right.
Yeah, you're fine.
It happens.
Later,
dude.
Bud.
Thank you, guys.
Johnny B. Show, how can we help you? Sorry.
Yes, this is Jake Heimer.
Oh, hey. Yes.
What up, dude?
Forgive me, Daddy, for I have sinned.
Yes, tell us what you did.
I also have had a pooping misfire.
I love that this is just becoming poop stories.
I'm very glad that that clip of the day did not upload now.
Yep. Me too.
A couple of years ago, I was a customer service rep at a place near I-4 and MLK.
I know
in
the place.
Tampa.
Yeah.
And I all suddenly had to go number two really, 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 really badly.
So I think every time I go, I have to go really, really, really badly.
Every time.
Yeah.
So I transferred my call that I was on to a different rep, and I ran to the bathroom. I almost, you know, messed in my pants, but I just barely got there. And right as I was pulling my pants down, it all just came just exploding out. It was probably the first explosive diarrhea I've ever had. Mm. And it just went everywhere. It looked like someone lit off a cherry bomb inside the toilet.
Oh, my goodness.
It was splattered on the sides of it. It was splattered all over inside the bowl, on the lid.
Goodness gracious. Yeah.
And I did the best I could to clean it up with the toilet paper that I had in there, but there's only so much you can do.
It's true.
So some poor guy in the janitorial staff had to come by later and, oh, God damn it.
Muy bien, I siento.
Lo siento.
Oh, boy.
Adios.
Sorry.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah, that sucks.
It does haunt. I bet that haunts you all the time.
Did you get some in your underpants? Did you have to
throw them away?
I'm pretty sure I got some on the top near my belt loops.
Yeah, wow. Wowie, wowie, wowie.
All right, well, Jake, good luck with Smyan.
Yeah. How's that going?
Good luck with what?
With that woman?
Cheyenne.
I saw you commenting on the...
Uh-huh. I don't think she understands Facebook Messenger.
Yeah, she doesn't. She's not very savvy with technology.
That's good, though. You want your women to be a little dumb.
Yeah.
she asked me to messenger on Facebook, and so I did, but she asked me to messenger, like, 12 hours after I already messaged her.
She gave you her AOL Instant Messenger.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jake. Send me your number, and then I'll give her. I'll give it to her.
Perfect.
Yeah. Already.
All right.
Yeah.
If you're comfortable with that, you know.
Bring her out.
I sent it through Facebook Messenger to the Johnny B Show.
Oh, you did?
A couple days ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll look for it.
All right, we'll get it, buddy. You're forgiven, poop boy. I don't know if she's going to do it now that she heard that story, but it's fine.
Well, that was Jake. The other guy is, I'm not sure who you're referring to.
Exactly. All right, pal. Well, have a great weekend.
All right.
Dude ahead.
Thanks,
guys. All right. Johnny B Show, how can we help you?
Forgive me, daddies, because I have sinned.
Oh, my God. What did you do?
The Cracker Barrel on Highway 54 is never going to be the same.
Oh, my God.
It's all poop stories. What'd you do?
I had an explosive colonic bowel release with bloody stool.
Oh, God damn.
Yeah, at 7:30 in the morning.
It hurts.
The smell outside. My poor wife said she ran out.
Oh, my God.
The smell wafted out into the little, you know, the gift shop.
Yes.
It was
they started
so bad,
lighting
it
all the Yankee candles. Oh.
They opened the door. The manager came in.
Oh, no.
And he was cool. Yeah. Because I said, I bet you're pissed, huh? He said, well, no, sir, but I kind of am, but I'll bring you a mop bucket and wringer so you can wipe your butt.
Oh, my God.
And I won't call the police if you just tell me how you got it on the ceiling.
Yo, this guy is the only person that would stick around.
I know.
That happened. He's truly a sick
He really
sick
is.
What do you mean, this guy? I thought I was supposed to stay anonymous.
I know, but yeah, you are. I'm not saying anybody's name.
Yeah.
But I just know who it is.
Yeah, you know who you are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Long as we don't say my name, because I'm incognito.
Hey, you're forgiven for that, but not for the
Let
thing
me tell you something.
30 years ago.
Knowing your history,
Prank phone call. This isn't me.
This is the worst thing you've ever done.
Hypothetically, had he killed somebody,
yes,
that was still worse.
Got BM all over the Cracker Barrel and said, hey, you're pretty pissed off about this.
Oh, my God.
George just bailed, did the normal human thing. This guy's sticking around asking the manager if he's upset with him.
Dude, I could do a three-hour show just on my poop stories.
Oh, my God. I have so many.
Like, I mean, here, I'll give you one of them. And right. We have one more person on hold. Don't go anywhere. But one of my favorite poop stories, I was in New Orleans, Louisiana. About a month before Katrina. Last time I was in New Orleans before Katrina. And I was in the Harrah's Hotel and Casino. I was in a casino in the bathroom. And I just got done destroying a buffet earlier that day. And I had to go. And it was a busy day. And there's a long line of stalls. Probably 10 regular stalls. And they were all full except for one. And I took the last one. And I went in there and I started ripping it up, dude. I mean, it was coming out with so much combustion. It sounded like the carburetor of a 76 Dodge Charger. Yeah.
High velocity.
Really coming out. And the smell was something else. Mm-hmm. Well, they had this bathroom attendant. Probably in his 80s. Just an old school cat. He's sitting up there at the sink, you know, handing people paper towels and spraying you with perfume for tips. And I was tearing it up. And you could hear some people kind of making noises like, oh, God, oh, Lord. Well, then this man at the front, this old man, this bathroom attendant, he starts screaming, oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, Lord, Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. I don't know who that is. And what crawled up your ass? But please, do us all a favor and send it to the river.
Oh, that's where that came from.
Yes. And everybody, I heard some people kind of chuckling. And I was like, what does he mean? And he's like, please, reach behind you to the right and grab that handle and do everybody the swan duty and send it to the river. I was like, oh, he wants a courtesy flush.
Yeah.
So I reached back and I flushed it. And like five other people flushed it because they were like, I don't know if that's my poop that stinks that bad. I knew it was me. And then when we all flushed, he goes, thank you, Lord Jesus, thank you. And everybody's laughing except for me.
Yeah.
Because I knew it was me.
Dude, I have so many. I'm trying to think of which one to tell you because I have so many.
I know, me too.
Which one's the best?
My worst is Birmingham, Alabama.
It's weird how that you're so vulnerable during that time. Like when you really have to go. I was out at a First Friday in St. Pete. And this was a long time ago, 10 years ago. There was this place called The Garden. And it had a big K-pop tree out in front and got that's closed now.
Very
but their bathroom, they had...
Closed because of you.
They had one stall, one urinal, and it was First Friday mobbed. And it was an emergency. I had to go.
Praise Lardicus.
So I went and waited in line. And even the urinal was available. I told the guy behind me, go ahead, man. I got to use this stall. And he went, so I got into the stall, and I'm in there a while.
Yeah.
It just keeps coming out, keeps going. And I'm like, oh, and I'm so vulnerable. And I'm hunched over. And eventually it gets to the point where people are banging on the stall because they want to use the bathroom.
Why
this guy's
not?
Been in here a long time.
Yeah.
And then it gets to the point where people are peeking over.
Oh.
And it's just me hunched over going, I'm sick. Stop it. I just turned into like a little kid.
I love it.
Stop, I'm sick.
Stop it, stop looking at my ding dong.
And I'm like, trying to cover my penis and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's the worst.
Oh, yeah.
And I just walked home in shame afterwards.
I would too, man. Johnny B. Show, who's this?
Hey, this is Nick.
Oh, hey, Nick.
How you doing?
Do you need to be forgiven, friend?
Yeah, I do. So this one was about 15 years ago, and we went to a sushi restaurant and ate a bunch of salmon and Philly cheese, cream cheese rolls.
Sounds good.
So then we went over to the
Philadelphia
theater,
roll.
Yeah, exactly. The Hollywood 18 over there in Port Richey.
Oh, I know it.
And something started stirring wrong.
Oh, no.
So I run in the bathroom and puked all over the sink.
Oh.
Like just filled that thing up.
Oh.
So I booked out of there. And then like 30 minutes later, I go in to take a pee. And some poor kid is cleaning out the sink with paper towels. And I made direct eye contact with it. Yeah, some jerk off peeked in the sink.
Oh my goodness!
God, what a scumbag!
The kid's like, "You got a little salmon on your lip, there, asshole."
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, it's a true story.
Well, you're forgiven, buddy. You're forgiven.
Thank you, mate.
Praise Lardicus. Yeah, the phones are still blowing up, and we are so over. It's ridiculous.
It's all right,
Johnny B. Show. How can I help you?
Hey guys, I just want to tell
Shut
you about
up,
the
bitch.
Time I had.
Shut
this-
up, whore.
Ugh.
Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Hey, what's up, Johnny and Will? It's Andrew with Daddy-O Barbecue.
Oh,
hey,
what's up, baby?
If you're telling a poop story, Andrew, you just outed yourself, though. It's supposed to be anonymous.
No, it's cool.
Oh, crap, literally. No, I'm not telling a poop story. So I just happened to get in the car, and I just I'm sorry to interrupt your segment, but I was just calling to say hello. And, you know, wish
like
you
that.
Guys well.
Poop.
Yeah, right?
Look, man, if you don't have a poop story, we got to let you go, Andrew. What do you do? I'm just kidding.
All right, man. I'm sorry.
Love
your penance,
you, buddy.
Your penance you guys, is you must bring
you
us barbecue, Andrew.
Yeah, we need barbecue, and you'll be forgiven.
All right, I will bring you guys barbecue whenever you guys are back in the studio. You let me know, I'll be there for barbecue.
We'll break the rules for brisket.
Yeah.
All right, hey, I'm game whenever you are.
All right, man. Well, have a good weekend, pal.
All right, you too.
Later, buddy. Can you imagine? We get an email. Did you guys have a guest on Friday night? Yeah, the guy brought us Wagyu. Like, what do you want?
Yeah, what are we supposed to do?
Yeah, what do you...
You're
the
like,
guy
okay.
smoked a brisket for 19 hours just for us.
I get it.
What, are we going to be jerk-offs to him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's food. You got to do it. Johnny B. Show.
Hey, Will, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Not much. I wonder if I can get on the Sorry Johnny.
Oh, sure.
How you guys
on. Yeah, hang on one second, dude.
Thank
Johnny,
you.
Get the phone.
I'm eating. Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey.
I'm sorry, Father Johnny, for I sin.
What did you do? Right. What did you do, friend?
Well, I'm a truck driver, and I was on the way to Melbourne about 8 months ago.
Oh, no.
And I got into 528 by the airport. I could feel it coming on.
Oh, no.
And I got, it wasn't good, but.
Is that the B-line?
I got that. Yeah, that's John Young.
Oh, yeah.
I got off, and I got off an exit 31 to 520 to take you over to 95, and I could feel it coming.
Oh.
Man, I'm in trouble.
Oh.
I just got off the exit, about a half a mile up the road.
Uh-huh.
there was a wide shoulder, and I remember, so I got off there. It was just before dark. I tried to get in the truck at an angle so nobody could see me. I'm coming traffic. I got over by the passenger side and leaned up against the stuff, and man, we had an explosion.
Oh.
Well, I no longer got cleaned up, and there's blue lights behind me.
Oh.
Oh, no. So I get my pants up, get cleaned up. And as I'm walking around the front corner of the truck, there's a state trooper, a woman. She says, "Everything all right?" I says, "Yes, ma'am." I says, "I thought I had a cutter going down, but I says, everything looks okay." But you turned her light on, like I said, it was just before dark, and here lays a pile right in the shoulder of the road.
Oh, come on!
I've never been so embarrassed in my life.
You see, you just got to deny me. Well, it must have been a bear or something.
That's what I've been like. I pulled over because it was a bear in the road, and look what he did. That's what I would have said.
Yeah, I was so warm. I thought you didn't even take the paper towels with me. That'd have been a real mess.
Oh my god!
Oh, she didn't want to arrest you because she didn't want poop in her car. Yeah. Oh man, that's horrible.
Oh wow!
You're listening to an original 102.5 The Bone podcast.